Hi everyone, this is Waylina, and I'm here to talk about free and open source software for planetarium content production. Welcome to FossDome. Today is Sunday, March 28th, and this is episode 3, Getting Started in Blender. Now, this isn't a tutorial on getting started. This is just some background story and some ways of approaching learning Blender. Ways to approach learning Blender. I want everyone to know that show notes can be found on my blog, fossdome.com. I'll make sure to leave links for any software or tutorials mentioned in the episode. So what have I been up to lately? Well, I did a bit of traveling coming back to Illinois from Ohio, where I was visiting family and helping out with some things. I did get a chance to play around with some Blender plugins, and I did show results on the blog and on Facebook. The plugins I was playing with this time were from John from the Darkfall channel. Now, I've been watching Darkfall stuff for years. This was very cool. This was a Blender add-on created called the Shader Library, and this is the Cosmic Shader Update. And so I had a lot of fun playing with it, and in my blog post about it, I showed how to get the add-ons and then just what a few settings can do. Lots of fun with this. I very much enjoyed it, so do check it out. So what else has been going on? Well, this was something strange. I noticed that a tiny little video that I put on my YouTube channel over a year ago, I think it was December of 2019, I went through a tutorial, followed a tutorial that someone else wrote, very, very nice tutorial, and I posted my resulting animation, just a little 8-second clip. And then in the description, I just put a link to the tutorial that I followed, because I like to give credit where credit was due. This one tiny little 8-second video has, at this point, well over 4,000 views. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not a big YouTuber, so I don't have a following. But most of my videos have maybe 5, 10, 20, ooh, maybe 30 views. This just keeps going, this one little thing. So it must be search terms that people are using so that they're stumbling upon it. I'm not sure. But thought that was interesting. But I'm glad that I've got the link to the tutorial that I followed. And I double checked and it's still active. And even though the tutorial was from, oh goodness, a whole version ago on Blender, it still holds well. So I'm pleased over that. All right, on to the topic of the week. So this is a little bit about getting started in Blender. So a little bit of background. When I started using Blender over 20 years ago, it wasn't open source. It was free to use. So it was free as in free beer, but not free as in free speech. Oh, and last night I fell down the rabbit hole of checking out the old www.blender.nl website on the Internet Archive. Wow, it totally brought me back to those first days of discovery when I was scouring the user forum and the tutorials. Oh, it was quite a time. Wow. So the online community at the time, it was of decent size and it was growing. So you had community members that were creating art, animations, games, tutorials. I mean, it was a happening place. We had IRC chats. I mean, it was good stuff. There was lively discussion on the forum that was on the site. But then there were also some forums popping up elsewhere, including one called Elysium that I kind of enjoyed. And when Blender.nl site closed, all the refugees went over to Elysium, and it eventually became what is now BlenderArtist.org, which is still going very strong. I'm very, very pleased to see that. So looking over some of the names of the participants there on the Wayback Machine, a few of them are still around. I mean, some of them are still out there creating content. Some run sites like BlenderArtist.org and Blender Nation. A few ended up working for Blender Foundation or Blender Institute. I mean, that's pretty cool. Well, anyway, Blender was so intimidating when I first tried it. And believe me, I am adventurous when it comes to trying new software, software with non-standard interfaces, all of that. I just love digging into it. But it would have been discouraging, but I saw the results that others were posting, and by golly, I wanted those results for myself. I had been trying to use a program called POV Ray, PovRay, and in that you had to hand code every element, which is actually still kind of cool, but I wanted the speed that people were getting with Blender. Now, video tutorials weren't much of a thing back then. I mean, this was 21 years ago. Most tutorials were web pages or forum posts. In fact, I stumbled upon a notebook full of ones that I had printed out that I had, were my go-tos, and it was boy, it was another trip down memory lane, I'll tell you. So, when Not a Number, the company that owned and developed Blender, when it went bankrupt, the creator, Ton Rosenthal, and oh my God, he's an amazing person though. Wow. Very inspirational for his talks on Blender. I find that definitely motivating for me. Well, anyway, now he worked his behind off on an incredibly successful campaign to free the sources. Yay, free the sources! Woo! By purchasing them from shareholders and then releasing as open source, and he set up infrastructure for it. Now, I'm sure there were a few big donors around, but there were an awful lot of folks like me that didn't have much, but boy, we sure sent in a few bucks. We scraped it together and sent it together. So this was back in around, I want to say around 2002, and we all knew that Blender had a very strong future. I myself was already starting to present modest workshops on using it, and boy, it was already turning into a workhorse for me. Well, anyway, getting started with any software can be daunting if it's not substantially similar to other software that you already know. And back then, Google searches seemed a bit more productive. There was a better signal to noise ratio, I think. So now you have to, if you're Googling, you have to add in all kinds of terms. You have to be very specific about what it is that you're trying to achieve or what tool you're trying to use within Blender. But I'll get back to that. So, where to start? Well, you download it from blender.org, and I'm on my computer right now, so I'm going to navigate to that and take a look, and shows you where to download it. And that's fantastic. Now, if you also then click on support and go to documentation, there's a link for the user manual, and the URL is docs.blender.org. / manual slash, well, I'm gonna put the link in the notes. So let me go ahead and do that right now. I'm gonna control C that, and then I'm gonna move over to here, and I'm gonna control V it. There. All right. There's also from the Blender folks a wonderful YouTube video series on fundamentals, and I went through it when I was trying to familiarize myself with Blender 2.8 because there was a huge change. The interface was completely changed between 2.7.9 and 2.8. 2.8 was a big jump. So I set the playlist going and I sped it up a little bit and I had it going sort of as background music while I did other things. And then I was able to pause and then examine things as they came up, going, wait, what was that? That sort of thing. So that's pretty good. Now, as you dig in and you start, as you start to come up with specific questions that you want answers to, that's where it's really great to search Google. And you'll notice that a lot of answer source locations will pop up. I mean, yes, you're going to pop up video tutorials, but you're also going to pop up Blender Stack Exchange. So there's a lot of good stuff. If you are spending a lot of time on Facebook, you might like Facebook groups. Like I think Blender Ask and Answer is a good one. And you just see what people do in their feeds, post to those sites and go, wow, yeah, how do you do that? And then you post a question and other people jump in like, yeah, hey, I want to know that too. So lots of good stuff that way. For planetarium people specifically wanting to use Blender for full dome, I did create a PDF guide with sample files, and I presented some workshops in 2017 and 2019. The 2017 workshop used a version that was for the 2.7 series and the 2.6 and 2.7 series, and 2019 was for the 2.8 series. Now, right now, Blender is in the 2.9s. There are a lot of new features being added, but the stuff that I wrote for the 2019 version of the PDF guide, it still holds. So it doesn't have anything about animation nodes or geometry nodes. It's really just the basics of here's some things that you can use to get started with Blender for full dome. Here's how you set up the camera. Here's how you use compositing in the Cycles renderer, which is what you need for the fisheye camera. So it still holds very well. So I can recommend that, and I will include the link. I have it up on, I've got it up on GitHub right now. Also, you know, email me if you have trouble finding it or downloading it, and I can help you out with that. Now, also, planetarium people should definitely check out Ron Proctor's stuff on YouTube. Ron is amazing. Just being in the same room with him makes me want to start to think of new and interesting ways to use Blender. He might just be one of the most gifted teachers on or off the planet. And I met him online and finally got to meet him in person in 2010. And that was just one of the highlights of that year for me. And there were a lot of highlights that year. Now, honestly, there are quite a few planetarium people using Blender now. I mean, many. Feature-wise, it holds its own with the major commercial 3D software packages that are out there. If you use those software packages, awesome. I mean, you might still want to dabble in Blender because it's always good to have additional tools in the toolbox. And this particular set of tools is always improving, always adding more. And being free and open source software, being FOSS, you don't have to deal with the site licenses. So you can learn at your own pace on Windows, Mac, or Linux. And that's a wonderful thing. It really is. So I do hope that you will check it out. All right, that does it for this episode. This has been fun. You know, we should do it again next week. Check out fossdome.com for links to some of the stuff that I've mentioned here today and for other content that I share. And thanks for listening. Definitely, thanks for listening. So be well, be creative, and be free. Be FOSS.